Good morning, Astro Consciousness, and welcome to another week. I'm here to give you your astro forecast for June 21st through June 27th. First of all, I hope Mercury Station Direct has been kind to you. For me, not so much. My refrigerator took a poop. My content has been taking forever to upload to my website, which never happens. I have had some issues with payments online. I'm sharing this with you, so if you have been experiencing some of these scenarios or something similar, that you understand that this is just kind of what happens with Mercury retrograde. I try to steer away from emphasizing that type of manifestation with Mercury retrograde because, one, I feel like you read it everywhere. I feel like you're very aware of it. And on the other hand, I genuinely believe that Mercury retrograde represents much more than our electronics going kaput, but it's still very real. So it's times like these, it's these manifestations that remind me sometimes Mercury retrograde is just that. So be mindful, understand that these things happen, and I hope that this serves as a friendly reminder. Now, let's jump into the week. On Monday, we have Venus in Cancer create a beautiful trine to Neptune in Pisces. For those of you who have been with me for some time, you know that I emphasize that whenever we have heavy water energy in the sky, it is a beautiful, beautiful time to meditate, especially if you are not an avid meditator. If you happen to know that there is water energy affecting us, take some time to just, you don't have to sit there for half an hour. Perhaps if you can sit there for a minute, two, maybe three, if you can sit there of intentional breathing and watching your breath go in and out. Venus in Cancer is reminding us of our relationship to our sense of home and what it has taken us to get there. Neptune in Pisces is the ethereal energy that we can't see, that we can barely feel, but that we know that is there, is our connection to something greater and the recognition of something greater. And notice how Neptune and Pisces energy seems to just kind of be in the background, but it's there. And notice how it has affected us during this entire eclipse season. We have had no other choice but to pay attention to that energy that reminds us to have faith, or at the very least, to be optimistic about a different outcome from what we thought back in May. A different outcome in our lives. It has been all of this Pisces energy that has really held us through, but it hasn't been as forceful as, for instance, Saturn or Uranus energy, or even the eclipses themselves. So Monday is a really beautiful day after everything we've been through, especially with Mercury Station Direct, for us to come back to ourselves, for us to just have a moment to breathe. For those who practice yoga, any kind of stretching, even Pilates, just something really fluid to help you get through the day, I highly, highly suggest. The evening seems to be a really beautiful time to connect with self. What I like to do is just light a candle, even if I'm sitting at my kitchen, at my kitchen table. I'd light up a candle, I light up an incense, I get with my journal, and I start writing. If I don't feel like writing, then I just start intentionally breathing, and I take sometimes just 5 minutes to myself to do that, okay? On Tuesday, June 22nd, Mercury finally goes direct. We are going back to thoughts, conversations, emails, text messages, agreements, contracts, all of the stuff that was perhaps put on hold during this entire season. And these are conversations, agreements, and all of the stuff that was had back in May. And so it's important to think about where you were in May and where you are now. The fact that we are going to have a full moon in Capricorn on the 24th means that we are at a point where things are becoming clear, and Capricorn energy is going to help us really look at things from a much more practical perspective. But I'll get to that in a second. So on Wednesday, June 23rd, we have the Sun in Cancer create yet another beautiful water trine to Jupiter in Pisces. Jupiter now retrograde in Pisces. Notice how we start the week off with water energy. Mercury finally goes direct on Tuesday, and on Wednesday we have heavy water energy again. Guys, this is a really nice week to kind of breathe. Whoo, man, do we need to breathe. Water is so soothing. Another beautiful, beautiful day for meditation, for yoga, for stretching, for Pilates, anything that allows you to flow. Yet another beautiful day to sit with yourself in meditation, to be mindful of your breath, to journal, to really feel what it has been to go through the last 8 weeks, to really acknowledge it in the way that you congratulate yourself for having been through it. Look, eclipse seasons are heavy, always. Eclipse seasons are life-changing, always. But this is the first eclipse season that we have that is post-pandemic. And I use pandemic because it's what everyone can relate to, but that whole thing has to do with astrological aspects, and it has to do with post heavy Capricorn energy. And now we are rebuilding our lives from a completely different perspective. And now that we're coming out of this eclipse season that made it very clear that we need to have a different perspective, that we need to approach life, relationship, self, career, all of this stuff from a different perspective. We take a deep breath and say, okay, I'm not completely clear, but I'm much more clear than I was a week or two ago. And I'm definitely in a different place than I was 8 weeks ago. Okay. So this week we take the time to breathe. We take the time to feel ourselves. I would highly suggest it a week to recharge before we head into next week. Okay. On Thursday, June 24th, we have the full moon in Capricorn. This full moon closes a six-month energetic window of the new moon in Capricorn that we had back in January. That new moon was conjunct Pluto in Capricorn. And so this week, we come to this full moon and we recognize how the structures in our lives have changed. And the fact that that new moon in January was right next to Pluto, the planet of transformation that has disrupted all of our structures. And now here we are, the full moon that closes that six-month energetic window and the recognition of, oh my God, my structures have really changed. And it's important to note this because back in January, we knew things had changed, but not in the way that we know it now. How interesting. The cosmos make no mistakes. How interesting that we would have this full moon in Capricorn regarding structures right after these two eclipses that forced us to look at life from a different perspective. There is no way that we can appreciate the change and the shift in structures without a different perspective. And that's the point. That's why this week is so important to recharge, because it is the aha moments, the actual recognition, spiritual, emotional, and practical recognition of like, holy crap, this is real. This is new. This is different. I am different. I want to be different. So how do I do that? It's really, really important to really take the time to acknowledge these really big shifts and to not try to bypass them, and definitely not try to rush them. Because I've mentioned this before, right now we are slowly building foundations that will really allow us to take flight come 2022. Okay. If you are a Consciousness Circle membership, I did a lesson last week in which I talked about, I called it What's Next. And I looked at the bigger planets, the bigger transits that allow us to look at the bigger picture. Okay. So if you need to go back to that, I highly suggest it. On Thursday, We also have the opposition between Venus in Cancer and Pluto retrograde in Capricorn. On the one hand, Venus in Cancer is reminding us of our newly found relationship with our sense of home, belonging, and self-parenting. In opposition to Pluto retrograde in Capricorn, Venus is standing face to face with Pluto in Capricorn, is saying, thank you. Thank you for the lessons. Thank you for the transformation. Because from that space is where this newly sense of empowerment, of self-empowerment has come from. Okay. And Pluto retrograde in Capricorn is reminding us, it's retrograde. Don't forget all those lessons. Remember, you did this. Remember, you went through this transformation. Don't take that for granted. Congratulate yourself. And my love, remember what you're made of. Now, that's the bigger manifestation. That's more of a spiritual manifestation, if you will, in a more practical way. Because Venus is the planet of relationships. Anytime that Venus has a connection, but especially an opposition, right? This face-to-face connection with Pluto, it is a battle of power. And it can manifest with you trying to talk to a significant other or just someone that is significant in your life. Not always romantic partnerships, but it tends to be the case. And there's a power struggle. And mind you, we are still in the middle of eclipses. We are very emotional because a full moon is upon us. And Mercury has just gone direct. Just because Mercury goes direct doesn't mean that communication is clear immediately. This is because Mercury is like Mercury has been asleep for some time and it's now waking up. It's now coming out of its slumber, it's stretching, it's opening up its eyes, and it's saying, whoa, what's been going on? And it takes some time. It takes some time to recharge, and it takes some time for communication to be completely clear. So, with all of that said, if you are trying to have definitive conversations, especially in romantic relationships, be mindful that it may not necessarily go your way. So tread lightly. I'm not saying don't have the conversation, especially if it's something that's really meaningful to you. Just don't approach a conversation or a connection with someone by giving ultimatums, because it's not going to be received well. Okay. On Friday, June 25th, Neptune goes retrograde in Pisces and will remain retrograde in Pisces till the end of the year. So, Neptune retrograde in Pisces is not something that we're going to really feel or is really going to affect us heavily on a daily basis, like Saturn would, for instance. The way that a Neptune retrograde manifests itself is that these illusions and this dreamy quality of where we've been, especially over the last couple of weeks, subsides. We get much more practical. We get much more intellectual about our approach to life, which I feel like we kind of need right now. I feel like we're all over, like, allowing things to happen and allowing things to unfold. I get it. I study this stuff all the time. I try my best to remain present. It is something that I work on a daily basis, but every once in a while, I'm like, I'm kind of over it. I need stuff to happen, like right now. So, Neptune retrograde in Pisces will allow this, again, dreamy quality or dreamy approach to life to subside a little bit. And this is actually really good because I don't want to confuse you, but I think it's important that you know Jupiter is currently retrograde as well. So from Pisces, where it's currently at, it's going to go back into Aquarius. So Jupiter leaving Pisces and Neptune slowing down its Pisces energy means that Pisces energy is going to take a back seat right now. It's going to finally allow our practical minds to come to play again. So Jupiter going back into Aquarius will make our approach to life much more, again, practical, cerebral. We'll be able to make lists. We'll be able to send emails. We'll be able to just be much clearer in our communication and what we want from life and what we're experiencing. Okay. Saturday, June 26th, Venus goes into Leo. I love it. I love it. That reminds me, hot girl summer. Hot girl summer all the way. Mars is in Leo. If you're a Consciousness Circle member, I talked all about that and I gave you a horoscope and I gave you important dates. I'm going to do the same thing with Venus in Leo. So we are going to have the two cosmic lovers in the sign of Leo, the sign of heart, the sign of love. It's a fire sign. Guys, this is going to be a fun summer. I'm telling you, people are going to go wild. There's going to be a lot of love in the air. There's going to be a lot of flings. I don't doubt it. So be mindful, be careful. I will, like I said, on Consciousness Circle, do a whole thing about Venus and Leo. I love a good Venus and Leo. My moon in Leo is all about it. So I cannot wait until she comes next to my moon and I might do something with my hair. I don't know. Just it's a fun time. She will remain there for about 6 weeks. So keep a lookout for that lesson. On Sunday, June 27th, not much is going on in the air, which is kind of nice. Not much. There's no major aspects. The moon is just kind of hanging out. It's going to do its thing. So it's a nice Sunday to recharge for the following week. And understand, and again, give yourself the time to understand everything that you've been through. There is movement this week, but not drastic. And so the movement is still internal, but not so heavy. It's movement that we can finally recognize, that we can finally put a name to the things that we feel, to the things we've been thinking. We can finally begin moving forward with projects, with relationships, with something that has just been on hold for the last couple of weeks. But most importantly, we can move forward with all of those things from a different perspective. I hope this is helpful. Have an amazing week, and I will talk to you soon. Bye-bye.